It kept a house just about warm as do now. In fact, the floor was didn't have no tongue and glue. Just had an open floor, and the cracks was in the floor, and we had to have a good fog to keep that air from coming up under the house, and so it stayed warm.
I expect that was a problem.
We stayed warm there.
Did you have a fireplace in each room?
Fireplace in each room.
I see. Then you said that you had the stove in the kitchen.
Stove was in the kitchen.
Now, it was a wood stove.
Wood stove.
And did you ever have anything else that you put in it, coal or anything?
No.
Did you ever have a stove?
Just wood. That's all it burnt was wood.
I see. When you have to clean out a stove or a stove pipe, you get this black stuff out of it. Mm-hmm. And that is?
When we got ready to clean out the stove pipes, we had something called, I got the rake, had a little something, a little named iron rod, and had a little something about that wide on that called a little rake. But we'd get up there and hit on that stove pipe and knock that soot down till it come down in that stove. And that we take that that rake and rake that soot out of there.
Take them
pipe down and take them out there in the yard and knock them down and clean them out and put them back up there. And they drove just that quick and get a good fire and gone.
You have to clean it very often?
Well, no, we clean it off something like about month or 2 months, something like that. If you burn it regularly. And
you
did burn that stove regularly.
I see.
Every day, morning, sometime morning, noon, and night. Cook 3 meals.
That's something else I wanted to ask you about. What did you call the first meal of the day?
We call that breakfast.
And what about the one around noon?
Dinner.
And then what about the last one?
Supper.
All right, did you ever change the way you, did you ever call the last meal dinner?
No, I call that up to now, my breakfast, my dinner, my supper.
I see. It doesn't have anything to do with how heavy a meal it is or
no.
How much you have.
No.
It's when it comes.
That's right.
Okay, that's good. I wanted to find out about that. Right now you are sitting in a
chair.
Right.
That's right.
All right. There's some of this I'm just checking to see pronunciations in the area.
Mm-hmm.
The opposite of black is, if something isn't black, it's a nice, pretty, clean,
white.
That's what I was looking for.
Mm-hmm.
This large piece of furniture over here is
the chair.
The one next to it.
We call that the sofa. We used to call it a nice, we call it a divanet and couch.
Is there any difference between a sofa and a divanet and a couch?
Well, I don't know.
I mean, in your mind is all I want. Do you think of them as being the same thing?
I think all of them can't go about like, don't like together.
Fine.
That's my idea.
All I'm asking you is the way you think about it. Pieces of bedroom furniture that you might have. I'm sure you probably didn't have very much bedroom furniture in the house where you lived when you were a boy.
We had a bed, and then we had around a washstand, we called it. And back there, we had a bureau. We didn't know anything about any dressers back there that time. We called them bureaus, and that had some made something like this here, but it had a little drawer here and a little drawer down, about 3 drawers here, and had a little sharp up glass.